Let's move on to allergist. What's the allergist do? Well, the allergist's bullshit job is to inject placebos to offset hypochondria in children. Dollars, low to mid six figures, if you're serious about it. Bullshit level 81.4, because you have to be around needles. Skills required. Know how to give scratch tests and small injections and also treat the occasional wheezing attack. Duties. Let's see. Give shots. Go, when confronted with a welt or a rash. Keep up on the relevant pharmacology. And a certain amount of golfing is usually required. Famous examples. Your area's most successful allergist? How do you get that job? Well, here's the big hurdle. You're going to have to go to medical school and earn an MD. Most decidedly a low bullshit endeavor. There's blood and sputum and really sick people. After that, you're pretty much home free. The upside? Well, there's not a whole lot of death. The downside? Crushing boredom. The dark side? Your application for membership to Pebble Beach is rejected. Where do you go from here? Proctology school. Consider this exchange from the Columbia University Health website. Question. I'm a 30-year-old woman. Recently, I have started having a terrible experience. When I am having sex, in the moment of my orgasm, my throat closes and I cannot breathe for a long time. Last time was scary because I spent more than 30 minutes with my throat completely closed, and every 1 or 2 minutes I could take a big breath and again it closed. I felt like I was going to die. My partner gave me mouth-to-mouth respiration, and I survived. I'm really scared about having an orgasm again. Answer. Some people do have asthma attacks during or after strenuous activity. This can sometimes be treated by using an inhaler prior to engaging in the activity. Let's move on to a job that I hope I get one day. Anything emeritus. The job is to live on laurels. As Don Hewitt, the founder and the former executive producer of 60 Minutes, has said, I don't want to be emeritus anything. The dollars? Well, not what it used to be, but still, not bad for doing nothing.